Ayy, slip, slide, tryna provide for me. For me. For me.
Yes, 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 y'all. Yes, we are back. We are back. Welcome back to another episode of Illegal Intellect. I'm your host, Q, a.k.a. I'm Ignorant, a.k.a. Sparkling Water Poppy, a.k.a. I'm in a boat race this Saturday, a.k.a. Don't ever eat chicken salad from Panera Bread because it got grapes in it. Now, all jokes aside, I hope y'all enjoyed last week's episode, and happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And, you know, I got a guest back on the pod with me. Y'all haven't heard this person before. He has been on another podcast, Can't Be Real Podcast. I mentioned that podcast before. Y'all go check his episode out. But without further ado, I would like to introduce one of my closest friends, one of my roommates, man, and a guy that's very important to my college success. And I've told a couple stories where I've mentioned him, I think a couple times probably, where, you know, I was probably about to get into it with somebody, but he talked me out of it. But give a round of applause for my main man, Jared.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you, Akil, for having me here.
Yeah, man. And it's crazy because I've been talking about having you on the pod, and our rooms is right next to each other. I'm actually glad we finally getting into this, man. Definitely, I know this is going to have to happen more often, but without further ado, we're going to jump into the topic. And I think today, y'all, man, I've been sitting on this and thinking, man, like, a lot of the stuff that I see out here seems to be due to, like, an overcorrection, you know, to a lot of issues that people are big on, or all these buzzwords that's out here. Or even where I'm thinking, like, we even in a time where I think, like, it's just a little bit too much transparency on a lot of things. Where, man, I know more negative stuff about people than I do good these days. And that's crazy, because it never used to be like that. And I'm going to go ahead and first, I'm going to let my guest actually start it off. So, Jared, what are some issues or some things that you think have been overcorrected, or things that people have overshared on that have made issues a bigger problem in today's world we in?
First, I would say, I think a lot of times, I don't think people really know what they want to do. And so as a result of that, they're kind of like following up on, like, fall behind, like, essentially someone else's dream. I know kind of before we started recording, you kind of talk about people wanting to start their own business and things like that, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it just seems like people's intent behind them just seems very off, and things they're looking for doesn't necessarily have to be achieved by starting their own business. So I think that, to start off with that, I think a lot of people really don't know what they want to do, and because of that, it just kind of leads to a whole bunch of issues. So,
you know, that's interesting you say that, because, you know, I just sat here and thought, you know, it's making me think how, man, we went to the same college, Alabama A&M. I'm gonna give a round of applause to them, and
the Bulldogs.
Yes, sir. And I was thinking, man, like so many people, like, are going to college just because they think, like, well, my family wanted me to. Or they expected me to do this. And, like, if I don't have a college degree, like what am I going to really amount to? And, you know, it's crazy because I think, like, now we're at a point where they say a lot of males is not going to school. And, to even think, like, as a whole, like, with women being more educated and men not going to school, I think we still see that a lot of men are, you know, based off, like, hours and dangerous jobs that are worked by men, like, are actually still pulling their weight when it comes to, you know, funds. But also, you know, in thinking, like, you know, we also living in a world where it's like, I feel like, especially as, like, Black people, it's not a lot of other people that look like us that actually have, like, the businesses that we actually need that we could turn to. Because I think everybody is like kind of traded in trades and things of that nature to go to school. Like, it'd be beautiful. Like, you know, they always talk about how like women get taken advantage of at like auto shops. But like, I, you know, the optimism that I have is like, I would think if it was a black auto shop, you know, would our women be getting taken advantage of, right? Or to even think, you know, a lot of these hair stores that people are supporting, these beauty supplies, is like owned by Asians. And, you know, I'm thinking like, I know it's a lot of black women that are in cosmetology and trying, you know, even I won't even say probably like shout out to the freelance women out there putting in the work. But, you know, I'm thinking like if our people held that business down, or like even like Walmart, like there's only like a limited amount of stuff that actually probably applies to people of color. Like even like Asians and Hispanics have their own aisle in Walmart. But we don't have our own aisle. And just imagine like if there was like a black grocery store you could go to where it's like this whole grocery store like caters to you and the things that you actually like and you partake in. And, you know, and thinking like we downplay in this world of, like I'm saying, like overcorrection, and thinking like we got to like start these like grandiose companies and like get all these degrees, when like a lot of the stuff that I just named, like plenty of people used to have these like back in the 50s and 60s, and they didn't go to college for that. Like I don't even know like an all black plumbing company, man. And I'm probably ignorant to the area, just saying there could be one out there. Actually, it might be one, because I used to help this lady have one. They was making good money. But I could even imagine today, in like today's climate, where it's like, you know, most, I don't know how many women would be proud to say like, you know, they dated a plumber, compared to like, oh, like my guy is a exec at some company, but it's like his plumber still pulling in like six figures.
Well, first of all, I would say just kind of, I don't think people should be, especially when it comes to like dating, you know, I just feel like if, you know, if you like your partner, you know, and they're, whatever their job is, if they're kind of making ends meet, you know, granted, you know, hopefully not doing nothing, you know, illegal or trying to like take advantage of people, you know, but if they're making like an honest living, you know, who cares? You know, if business is getting taken care of. So it's just like, first of all, I think if you kind of concerned what other people think about your partner as far as like a profession goes, you know, and instead of like how they actually like treating you, you know, I think that's kind of like some error right there. You kind of already in the wrong waters already, you know, if you kind of wear it with another person may say, oh, if you date like a plumber or something, like, you know, who cares really? Like really, like who cares, man?
You know, and even with that being said, but then like I said, you got people out here, this is men and women, just like, well, I need to be with somebody that wants to have generational wealth, that wants to build generational wealth. And I just feel like, to your point, man, people make it seem like, you know, even like the way like the word average is used is like derogatory these days, where it's like, man, without even really thinking, people don't understand, like, most people are going to be average. Like, there's only so many people that are exceptions to rules. And people, like I said, they overcorrect for, like, you know, they think like there can't be no in between. There's no middle. It's either you poor or you're rich. Like, if you don't have the type of job where you can just take a vacation whenever you want, if you don't have the type of job where you can just buy like all the designer that you want to buy, then you not making it, and you lazy, and you just selling for less. And the crazy part even about that is, I just, even like I said, like, you know, about earlier, about people not even really kind of understanding like how business actually works, like all the stuff that a lot of people break their necks as far as designer clothes to wear probably costs like $3.
Yeah.
Like, people actually talk like this stuff is like the materials that's used to make this stuff is worth so much money. Or the same thing with like diamonds, like a lot of stuff that people don't research and understand how it works, and it's like people just get lost in the sauce, man.
Yeah, and it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about people not knowing what they want to do. Because I know you mentioned how, like, you know, people be stressing, you know, saying, oh, you got to make all this generational wealth. And the thing is, it's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but there are like many different ways to achieve that. You know, you don't necessarily have to start your own business to do that. You don't necessarily have to really go to college and get a bunch of student loans, you know, if you don't have scholarships, you know. Even just working like a simple 9 to 5, you know, and that just kind of, I guess that comes to like financial literacy, you know, just ultimately just being responsible, you know, with what you have. But it's like, you know, you can achieve these things being, you know, quote unquote average, you know. And I think when it comes to like what knowing what you want to do, I also think, you know, people got to be willing to know where they're willing to compromise to reach their goals. Like me personally, you know, after graduating, you know, I worked as a supervisor for this logistics company. You know, I was making real good money, you know, but, you know, the hours was just horrible. You know, and I was working night shifts, you know, 12 plus hours, sometimes 15 hour days. And I just didn't have a life. All I could do was sleep, you know, wake up, eat, you know, get ready. And that was like Monday through Friday. That was just every week. And that's just like, I just eventually just got tired of that. And this is like, you know, yeah, and me making good money, I was able to do some things I wanted, like, you know, help my mom around the house. And, you know, ultimately, you know, I was able to kind of build my savings, you know, which are goals that I did have, but it's just like, was it really worth it? You know, I mean, you know, there's different seasons where you kind of like, just got to do what you have to do, but it's just like, am I really going to do this for the next 10, 20, 30 years? It's just like, for me, I just decided, no, it's not worth it. I want to make a living for myself and just eventually for my family too, but you know, not at that cost though. So it's like, you know, it's different ways to kind of to move and navigate to kind of get what you need, you know, and what you want.
Definitely, definitely, man. Man, I'm glad you brought that up, man, because I think like that's another thing that I'm saying, like in people making these overcorrections or like shooting for like these like astronomical trajectories that, you know, people are not calculating the risk at all. Like to your point, right, where like people might like, nah, I'm not even talking about a money risk, but like a health risk. Like, 'cause I remember talking to you during that time and you was like, man, look, like I'm just be so tired after work. And because of the hours I have, basically like by the time I wake up, it's just time to get ready to go back to work. And even like I said, man, with like people using this buzzword of like generational wealth, where it's like, you know, even with that, where it's like the potential risk could be like, sure, you might make a certain amount of money and you might leave it behind for some people. But if you spend so much time making this grand living and you didn't spend the time with the actual people it was meant for, was it worth it? To the point to where, like, if the people that you're leaving the money behind to don't understand what to do with the money next, you failed. Because I think that's another thing that doesn't come up when people talk about generational wealth. Like, because people, even with this, like, people just get on the notion of like, make money, make money, make money, make money, where it's like, well, also, like, you gotta make some babies along the way. You gotta have a woman that's willing to say, like, well, I'm gonna let you do all this work and I'm gonna raise this next generation of people we got to leave this to. And then somebody gotta also be there to teach that generation that you just built, like, this is what you do with this so you grow it. But even like I'm thinking about the climate that we're in now, where I kind of feel like maybe, you know, the generation before us probably tried to do the same thing with their parenting, as far as like encouraging us to have a life that was better than the life that they had. But I feel like I said, we overcorrected based off of thinking we're like, we were just so cursed that we need to become like very, very like independent and selfish to the point to where, like, now we find ourselves just, like, so self-centered, like we can't even, to your point, come to that compromise with people and say, like we need to do what we can to, like, work this out together. Like, we need to do what we can so, like, we can actually be, like, form a generation, like, to where it's, like, all this money that we don't have in families or in split households, or people bring up, like, child support and money going this way, money going this way. It's hard for money to grow when it's going to separate households. It's hard for money to grow when, like, shoot, it's not even a bank account that you share with the person that you're giving the money to, or even to think, like, man, like, all this stress and anxiety we find ourselves going through, even in thinking, like, you know, we used to be, like, in elementary school, and as you probably remember, the DARE program, when it was, like, say no to drugs, right? And obviously, you know, they was talking about some hardcore drugs and stuff like that, but, you know, I just sit here and think, I don't see no difference between, like, those hardcore drugs and a lot of the drugs that people are on today and try to okay today, to think, like, people are so, like, up and hyper that it's like people is like, well, I gotta take Midol or a sleeping pill to go to sleep. And we in our mid-20s. Like, people attention spans is so bad that people is on Adderall. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, even people say, like, the opioid epidemic, and, like, oh, man, I feel like I see alcohol on Instagram so much, and, like, people really turn to alcohol as, like, to relieve stress. And I'd be thinking, like, dog, like, substance abuse is, like, very heavy in the young culture that we in, to where it's, like, a lot of this stuff, to like I said, the point you making about, like, was it worth it? It's, like, all this high intensity life that we live in, is some of the effects of it, man, is killing us early.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, it's really sad to see. And that's why I just kind of mentioned earlier, just about, you know, what are you kind of willing to compromise? And even, I think also people got to have to realize, you know, I know we talk about generational wealth, but that doesn't necessarily always have to be money. You know, I kind of think about me growing up, you know, we wasn't the most fortunate, but, you know, I wasn't really bothered by that for the most of the part. It was just more so, like, the relationship aspect when it comes to me and my parents. So it's just like, you know, as far as me, if I'm thinking about generational wealth, you know, I want to have, like, a more stable, a better relationship with, you know, my future wife, my future kids, you know, because to me that's, you know, more valuable. I mean, because I think you mentioned earlier how, like, you know, someone has to be behind to, like, you know, teach the kids how to use this money. You know, if the wife's gonna be okay with just raising these kids, you know, by herself, essentially, because, you know, the man is out working so much, or vice versa. So it's just like, you know, I think about kids. You know, I think kids would value, you know, that relationship aspect more than the money. Because, you know, money only can, you know, get you so much, you know. And we can't even see it with, like, people who are really fortunate. It's like, they're still not satisfied in life. So, you know, it's, you know, I'm not saying, you know, it's not about the pursuit of money. It's not going to always, like, really fulfill you truly. So, and yeah, definitely, like, when you're back to the part about, you know, substance abuse, it's just like, man, if something's really caused you to get to that point, you know, you need to really make a, kind of reevaluate some things and kind of change your priorities. Cause like I said, with me, you know, me kind of stressing out and getting to the point, I literally felt like my mental health was starting to deteriorate, and it was like a scary thing. I was like, you know, especially after, you know, had to talk with you, you kind of gave me the final push to kind of just leave that job and, you know, move here to Huntsville. You know, ever since then, you know, I just been, you know, I've been kind of living really my best life. You know, I'm still, you know, trying to figure things out, what I want to do, and, you know, making moves here and there. But it's just like, you know, but ultimately I just said, you know, I'm not going to put myself through that again if I can't help it, because it's just not worth it. You know, and I have, you know, so much more time to myself to do things that I want, spend time with people who I want to spend time with. You know, just life's just been great. And, you know, I just kind of realized it's not all about the money.
Yeah, man, and it's, I think that even speaks to like a bigger thing that we might jump to, where like I also feel like friendships like have gotten to the point to where like I think a lot of people are like not honest with their friends these days, even though they claim to be. Or a lot of people think I'm man, like how could this person be going through this? Like I'm with them all the time, or why they didn't tell me and all this other stuff. And I find myself thinking like, man, relationships have been like not even just like romantically, but I feel like the reason why they're a problem even romantically is because like even platonically, like we're off on like the true value that a real friend should have. A friend should not be sitting by, just like letting everything be unknown between somebody that they care about, or shouldn't even get to the point to where, like we live in a day and age now where like, people are so shocked that people is living in hell. And, I find myself like trying to pay attention very closely to like the patterns of people's voices, or if somebody in front of me like checking body language, for the most part, because those uncommunicated things, man, like really should be coming through for us to the point to where it's like, we shouldn't be even leaving people behind. And that's another thing that I felt has become like such a bad overcorrection, where it's kind of like a lot of people are just like, my life is the only life that matters. Man, everybody else got to figure out their own set of problems. Everybody is out here like on their own, or even like to the point to where like so many people even may try to like click up to the point to where it's like how much progress can actually be made for the world that you want to be comfortable in. Or like I said, we over talking about generations as far as kids, where it's like, everybody just like staying to themselves and being like going off their own like selfish way of living is like how do you set the world up for the people that's supposed to come after you? Like, what is the contribution that you're trying to make? And I remember when we was having that talk, man, about how you was like, man, I like trying to basically kind of line up like this perfect scenario for like how you need to quit. And I found myself speaking from a little bit of experience, in essence of like I was gearing, I went before I was telling you to quit, I was already telling you I was about to quit my job and make the move. So I think that's one thing too, when you said people earlier, you was like people out here like doing stuff that they don't really know that they want to do and all this other stuff. In essence, I'm even like, people, I think a lot of people are just off of something that they've never really experienced, for the most part. And that's why it's hard sometimes, I think, for people to actually see like what's important. And to your point, I had realized at this time where I was like, I didn't like being in California, and the life that I had where, we went to school at was way more better. And I started thinking about why was it better. And to your point, I didn't have the most money when my life was better. I had two jobs that I loved. And as far as like actually having people that cared about me, it was hard to be depressed with that many people like speaking life into you, with that many people loving you. It was, man, it was hard to not think that I couldn't actually achieve greater when it was like everybody was actually working together to help people like reach their goals. Even for us at the time, like graduating college was a big part in. I feel like the church that we went to like created like a good environment and had like other alumni that we was actually around that you can lean on for like life advice. So even like a lot of the stress that I had before I kind of had this integrated into my life, it was pretty much like kind of erased, like to where like, man, life was so good. I enjoyed waking up compared to when I tried to go back home, and I left that and thinking like, yeah, I'm about to put my family on my back. I'm about to put my nose to the ground. I'm about to make all this money. I'm about to work this job at Wells Fargo. I'm finna go corporate. I'm finna go to San Francisco and I'm finna work for Facebook or Netflix or 2K. And I'm finna be making six figures and then my whole family's about to be on. Man, and before I could even get to thinking like that, I was like, golly, bro, like, life is hard right now. I'm in the mud. Nobody told me it was going to be like this. Nobody ever told me, like, when I was finna leave and try to do all this stuff by myself, that life would be so hard. And the light bulb went off for me, and I was like, look, man, yeah, I'm finna go back. A lot of the stuff that I'm looking for in life and the community that I want to be a part of that can help me get to these things, because a lot of that stuff, like I said, is talked about in the church that we go to, where it's like, man, it's easy to see, like, how to obtain these things because so many people is doing it, compared to when you go back somewhere where people, you know, no disrespect, I guess, to anybody, but it's like a lot of people don't know what it, a lot of people, I think, for the most part, even like coming from where I come from, man, just they don't, I think they don't really understand what it looks like life looks like outside of that place. And that's why I think a lot of people get comfortable staying there, because they, you know, I think they're like, this is unknown territory. I don't want to go there. And me, I'm always been one of them people, like, I'm willing to sacrifice, like, myself for the sake of other people. So I even felt like, yeah, like, go ahead and quit, because I know if I'm going to make it, you can make it. I've always felt like that. Shoot, even in college, like, I still feel like if I can get a degree from a college, anybody can get a degree, because I was probably one of the most laziest people in college, you know, and I still made the D's and everything, just, like, not trying, you know what I'm saying? But I even want to switch maybe to this topic and let you speak on this a little bit, where I feel like even politically, I feel like another overcorrection has just been like everybody is trying to politically carve out like the most important policies specifically to them, which to a certain degree, like, I understand, but I feel like we've gotten so far off the cause of, like, being the United States of America. Like, I feel like we've just become, like, separate entities within America that are, like, we just need everything for us and we're going to stay in our own corners, to where I feel like, you know, once we kind of got past, like, civil rights, you know, we kind of still don't have, like, so, man, I think outside of, like, voting, we don't have an amendment in the Constitution. Somebody could correct me if I'm wrong. And then on top of that, I feel like we just, like, skipped over, like, you know, a lot of the, like, giving us, like, a lot of the liberties to, like, you know, we jumped to, like, you know, same-sex marriage. And then we went from, like, same-sex marriage to, like, now the LGBTQ, like, needs, like all these rights. Then we jumped from that to, like, now trans people need these rights. Then we jump to that to, like, now, like, there is no genders. Then we jumped from that to, like, you know, whatever we feel we are when we wake up that day is who we are, is who we were meant to be. And I feel like this, like, the beginning of actually needing, like, community, like, has gone away, and we've just basically created this thing where, like, you know, we're always seem to be, like, at odds with each other. And it's also kind of funny because I feel like, you know, so many people used to bash Christians for this back in the day, or probably still now, where people used to be like, you know, don't try to force God down my throat and all this other stuff. But now you look up in, like, Disney's, like, 50% of the characters going forward are going to be LGBTQ. And I'm thinking, like, bro, all this stuff is really supposed to be meant for children anyway. So why are we even people, like, why are we forcing, like, why are we even forcing, like, sexuality on, like, anybody? If it truly is supposed to be how people have framed it to, like, well, you just wake up and you feel how you feel one day. Like, well, just let the people decide and just put out whatever. And even not to mention where it's like, even who people are, like, from a, I guess a sexuality standpoint, a lot of the groups that people identify with are just so small percentages of the actual country.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely gonna get canceled after that. But I would say, I guess, kind of my opinion of that. I just feel like, you know, everybody feels like they need representation. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I will say, just kind of, you know, I do think, you know, black people has kind of been on a total pole, regardless. As you mentioned, how, like, kind of like people who make up such a small percentage are the ones who kind of getting hurt the loudest. And I mean, I don't know. It's part of me kind of thinks it's sometimes I think, you know, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, but I think, like, there are, like, some type of agendas are just put into place to kind of, especially when you're talking about entertainment, just about what kind of type of messages and things are going to kind of be put out in people's faces, and, you know, subconsciously. So, you know, I don't really know for sure, though, but it's definitely, like, I just can kind of could say for myself, just kind of especially being on social media all these years and kind of seeing the direction it's taken, it's definitely, like, I would say, at least for me, there's been more temptations out there. It's like, post to when I was a kid, it's like, you know, it wasn't like so many extremes, you know, and now just people essentially kind of basically, you know, however I feel, that's what I am. Whatever I feel, this is what I want to do, and I have the right to do that. And it's just like, this is like that to the extreme. And they're just kind of like what everyone wants to be normal. And then just even talking about like political parties, I think this is kind of what people want too. Just whatever party kind of aligns with everything I want, that's what I want to go with. Opposed to, like, you know, what's really, I think what it should be is just what is best for, like, everybody. And I know we're talking about, like, Democrats and Republicans, you know, just historically speaking, you know, most people who usually vote Republican, you know, usually, you know, the higher end of, like, the pay grade, you know, so they want to kind of, you know, I'm not speaking for, like, every Republican, but I know a lot of them want to kind of keep as much, you know, they don't want to pay as much taxes, essentially. And, you know, regardless of the, you know, political leaders, you know, their opinions on, like, other people, they just kind of want to keep, you know, what they want. And then it's the same with, you know, kind of Democratic, you know, even kind of to, like, their radical extent. But I kind of just think, you know, overall, you know, we should kind of do what's best for, like, everybody, you know. And just my personal opinion, I just feel like if you have, like, an excess of wealth, I never really understood why people want to keep so much of it, you know. I don't know. That's all I really have to say regarding that.
I even think, like, now, I would even say this, like, I feel like the to that point of people having access to wealth and wanting to kind of, I guess, in a sense, like, control what happens to it, because I think for the most part that leans more towards, like, I think the idea that I was even saying earlier was, like, kind of like, as far as, like, you want to do what you can or have somebody that can teach the kids, where it's like you want to put yourself in a position to where a lot of this, I think, open-mindedness to a degree that everybody is wanting people to sign up to is what you kind of want to be able to control the controllables, I guess, if I'm using that right, as far as, like, if I'm somebody that has, like, made a good living for myself, even like we said, we're talking about this generational wealth, like the programs that I do want to put in place, I don't want the government's hands involved in, like, shaping them a certain way. Or even we talk about just giving tax dollars away. Like, you know, I'm also, because even to the point to, like, when we think about the things that we pay taxes on, and a lot of people always bring up, like, you know, the police and stuff, but it's like, golly, like, I understand people have a problem. Like, certain people, like, the police is out here killing us, man. So the dollars need to be specifically going towards, like, better training. Like, they need to be, man, it needs to be even going into to some type of program, or even to, like, certain systems that even, like, make make these things like less likely to happen. Or even from the standpoint of when I think of like, you know, I think in the future, man, homeschool might be a big thing at the rate that schools is going, because it's a lot of stuff like what you was just saying, where it's like, people are like projecting so much stuff. And it's like, sometimes if you're not in these places, you can't control these things. Like, I was seeing like one school put on like a drag show, like behind the parents' backs and stuff like that. And I just find it funny how like, man, a lot of stuff is okay because of the times we live in, and it's supposed to be supported because of the times we live in. But it's like, if you kind of somebody that says like, well, why would you put this image in front of children? You know, it's like, oh, like, you are the problem, or you're so close-minded and the whole nine. And, you know, I've been a big proponent of like, bro, I'm so happy to be close-minded, because if I open my mind to any and everything, I'm going to go any and every way. And I feel like even the more close-minded that I've been has actually opened me up to actually receive what people are trying to tell me, in the essence of understanding, because I'm not just like pulled by like any little thing. I'm not just swaying like any little way, because really, like we just talked about, you know, I'm always trying to look for common ground, and I'm always trying to look for like understanding, or in the middle, like I said. Like, I don't be thinking it's always like it's a left or a right, you know, everything is black and white or like hot and cold, like for the most part, because we are very complex beings. You know, and to your point of saying, like, a lot of the way that I find myself speaking is always an essence of, like, you know, well, everybody needs rights. Mm-hmm. But it's to the point where I'm, like, I'm still on the side of, like, everybody just needs equal opportunity. I'm not out here saying everybody needs equal outcomes, because that's one thing I think becomes, like, the overcorrection. Because everybody's not going to have the same outcome. Like, everybody's making different decisions. And even for me, you know, and starting my platform and just like being a Christian that just proposes his ideas or these questions, you know, I always find myself thinking like, the same way I accept people who want to choose whatever sexuality that they want to choose, you know, I don't see why I need to be demonized because I choose the religion that I choose. Or even for the sake of word, to be like, you know, like I just did an episode on Roe v. Wade, and I know like people get on Christians a whole lot for being outside of like abortion clinics with signs and screaming all these things, you know. And I get to thinking, you know, when people like try to bring that example up to me specifically that know me, and it's just like where I got to get to the point and say, well, when have you ever seen me with an abortion sign outside of a clinic? Like, show me a picture of me. Like, saying that these are the people that I support. Like, even people could just show me, like, in my Bible where it says, like, you need to be out here with an abortion sign in front of the clinic, like, yelling at, like, young women and all this other stuff. Like, I think, it would be stuff like that. And I even think, for the most part, like, the Bible that I do believe in, like, it always preaches throughout it, the essence is to love people. Like, that's in there. Like, and people, I think, have gone to the point to where, like, they don't want, like, a right or wrong. They just want to, like, everything is whatever. Or even to the point to where, like, you know, I sometimes find it funny how, like, people will even get to the point to where they say, well, you know, I just believe in a universe. The universe will deliver for me. The universe is going to guide me. And those are the same people that'll be trying to argue with you and saying like, well, how you can believe in God? You ain't seen God. You ain't talked to God. But I'll be like, well, when have you been outside of the atmosphere on your own to see the universe? How do you know the universe is there? Right. The same way people be trying to tell you, like, well, you believe in the Bible because people told you to believe in the Bible, or the white man brought this religion to you. And it's like, well, the white man is the science that you're quoting to me right now. So I don't, you know, that's what I mean when people talk. I'm always trying to find a common ground with people where it's like, bro, I'm not tripping about the science or all this other stuff, but I'm saying, like, you know, the same way people want me to accept them in the universe and science, it's like, why can't people even, like, just accept, like, this is, like, that I have no problem being unapologetically a Christian. And I even tweeted this the other day where I was saying, like, sometimes it's kind of crazy how, like, people will claim that, you know, they're so free, they're so open-minded and all this stuff, but they seem to be the most offended. Like, I don't understand how somebody so free is so bothered. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, not to say that people should be bothered by stuff, but I'm just like, bruh, like, so much of life that I've also had to realize to the point that I think we've echoed is, like, there are parts of it that you just cannot take so serious and you cannot engulf yourself in because you're just going to end up lost. You're going to end up lost. Like, if you make, like, your whole being about, like, money or keeping up an appearance, like, you going to find yourself just out here always confused.
Yeah, you said, I think you were saying, well, I just say that I think one of the issues that we have is that people make so many generalizations about people and groups, and, you know, so even like going back to political, or if you're Republican, you must be this way. If you're Democrat, you must be this way. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Or if you're a Christian, you know, you this way, or, you know, whatever. And I think that's just, like, that's one of the issues, because, you know, you don't know this person. You know, like you said, as humans, we're complex beings. We have many different experiences, you know, diverse experiences. So just because you may have met a person who thought like this or acted like this, and, you know, they claim to be part of this group, don't mean like the next person is. And so I think, you know, we should do a better job, you know, just not generalizing a particular person just because they claim to be a part of a group or claim to, like, have this an opinion about, you know, whatever, you know. And I think, honestly, we just got to learn that it's okay to have disagreements with people, you know. You know, everybody doesn't want or need to think the way that you think, because then, you know, that'd be kind of boring. If everybody just thought the same, had the same opinion, same agreements, you know. My thing is that, you know, I don't really like mistreatment of, you know, any people. You know, whatever stance you have, you know, that's religious or not, or, you know, whatever party, you know, you choose to associate yourself with, you know, decisions you're making are, like, hurting someone else, you know, I think that's a problem. And, you know, I think there are better ways to kind of have solutions without, you know, taking advantage or, you know, misusing or hurting other people. That's just kind of my thing. And, yeah, it's okay to, you know, have different opinions, you know. And, you know, as Christians, you know, we kind of, you know, to me, my whole thing is, I would like to say, it's not even really my opinion. You know, I just think, you know, this is what is important to God. He's my creator. You know, that's kind of what I want to stand with, you know, because he knows better than us, you know. Even I would think, like, because kind of like reflection of myself, right, you know, there are things I would do way more, you know, but it just, I know it's wrong. But it's stuff that I would want to do myself personally. You know, even though it could, like, hurt someone else, you know, could be taking advantage of somebody else, but it's just like me having kind of like that moral compass per se, or like kind of standard to live by, you know. I just, okay, you know, even though I would like to do this, you know, it's not right. So it's just like, you know, there are, but then, you know, like you said, being open minded, there are people out there who, like, try to support what I would want to do. Oh, if you want to do it, just do it. You know, just do it. You know, if you want to, you know, or you want to, you know, talk to multiple women, even though you're in a relationship, just do it. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And it's like, I'm not really gonna, you know, argue with them about it, but just like, you know, if that's something you would want to do, you just have to be with somebody who, I guess, support that too. Then, you know, But I know, you know, if I were to do that, you know, it's going to hurt the person I'm with. You know, that person were to do as I was doing, you know, I wouldn't like that. So it's just like, you know, at some point, you know, I do think you have to kind of like stand firm on some things, because if not, like you said, you'll just get pulled any and every way. You got to kind of stand on something and just, you know, this is just what I believe. And it's just like, you know, not to say, I would say you shouldn't be like, I say you should be open to like listening, because you could like hear better information, you know, that, you know, more information can help you make better decisions. But, you know, if you think something is just straight up wrong, you know, it's wrong. You know, if you just disagree, you have to be enemies. you have to agree on every single thing to, you know, be cordial with people. You don't have to like be in arguments and fights against people because they have a different opinion of you. It's kind of silly.
Facts, man. It's crazy you say that, because I find myself in the most arguments with people that, you know, are trying to prove, they're trying to prove to me something that, you know, like I said, this is not that deep for me. Like, sometimes I just be talking just to see if people really believe what they be telling me. Like, I just want to see, like, how long is this going to go so I can see if you really believe this. And even to your point where you talked about, like, still, like, looking out for people and stuff like that. Man, you better say that, because, bruh, there's so many people that, you know, I just, like, randomly help. And there's a lot of things that we talking about that, you know, that never come up. Like, I'm not sitting up here, like, if an old lady asks me, excuse me, young man, can you get these case of waters from me? I'm like, well, are you a Christian? What's your sexuality? Oh, man, I don't know if I can help you. Like, I'm not asking people to pull out their Christian cards and all this other stuff. Or even, like, man, when it comes to our own people and just, like, even, like I said, for myself in other pods, man, where, like, I had to, like, get to a point to where I'm like, dang, you know, I can't let this image that's been portrayed of us as, like, criminals and bad people affect me to the point to where, like, I'm always looking at another black man like, is this man trying to get over on me? Is this man going to steal from me? Is this man going to beat me up to the point to where, like, you know, every time I see a black man out in the streets, I got to give him the head nod. And I go on about my business, even for the most part, man, you know, to still acknowledge that man and, like, let him know, like, we have been here. And, you know, I find the more that I've even had to learn for myself in essence of talking this, like, to stop even, I think even when it's crazy how much the word over is happening, like, you know, overcompensate for a lot of my weaknesses, like, for the sake of, like, you know, just appearing a certain way, to where I even think, like, you know, like I said earlier, and there's this culture of, like, oversharing, or, like, this people, like, just being, like, way, 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 way too transparent, because I'm even still, like, of the notion that, like, dog, whatever your sexuality is in the first place, it's supposed to be behind a closed door anyway. It's not supposed to be out here for the public. And at the way that I've been seeing how, like, celebrities have been getting torn down lately from their lives getting exposed, I've gotten to the point to where it's like, dang, I kind of wish I didn't know that about this person. Especially when I think about, like, really about the Jada Pinkett Will Smith situation, where I'm like, dang, bro, like I don't need to know that. I don't need to actually know what's going on inside their house, their bedroom, like, none of that. That's between them to work out. And, you know, I find myself listening to a lot of people that had different takes on it. And, you know, I had got myself to even this thought where I was thinking, like, when I tried to, you know, get off my bias of, like, dang, bro, like, Jada Pinkett is out here making Will Smith look crazy and the whole nine, yada, yada, yada. But I was like, man, well, let me take a step back. And I was like, let's say that somebody put on me, because she said in the episode, you know, she didn't want to be married. And I guess she was pregnant at the time before she was married. And her mom was adamant about her getting married. And she was also, like, an actor just starting off in her career. Jada Pinkett Smith was in a lot of black movies. And I see, like, with her marriage, how, like, she was in less. And like we just said right earlier, where I was like, well, Will Smith was out here killing it, an action star. But even how I see it is, like, I feel like a lot of that is hard to obtain without that marriage. without that woman saying, I'm going to stick with these kids. Kids grow up to kind of have some careers too. Somebody got to be with them and the whole nine. And, I sit here and think like, man, like, you know, well, maybe this wasn't really what she had signed up for as like her personal life and where she's seen herself in Hollywood. And maybe, you know, that has warranted like her being a little upset, or to the points where I was like, well, shoot, maybe I should consider, like, just because I may not know who Will Smith had an entanglement with, then maybe that's why she's just like, F it. Like, I'm out here. Like, this is what's happening, you know? So, you know, just, like I said, we don't really know, man, but I kind of still wish, like, I didn't know too much, and people worked this stuff out like they did back in the day. It's like, I almost wish, like, man, there was, like, my dad used to say it was a point in time on cable television where, like, there was no cable after, like, 11 or something like that. It was just, like, a noise that played and no channels worked. I kind of wish that as a country, almost, if I would propose an overcorrection, is that after 10 at night, all cell phone signals didn't work. Like, and it just gave people that time to just be off their phones and be in the real world, or, you know, just interact with somebody. I remember our landlord was saying, like, you know, as a house, we don't interact with each other enough. And at first, I remember just, you know, you naturally just get defensive and kind of make a little light excuse and say, oh, well, we all busy, all this other stuff, everybody off different days and yada, yada, yada. Until I was like, well, bro, we actually still not like working on like living in a house, like amongst each other, like not just living like we kind of, I hate to use this term, but prisoners, man. Just like, we only out our rooms, go work, release, come eat a couple meals, and then just, oh, what's up, bro? And then that's it. Where it's like, you know, it's hard to, it's hard to even try to kind of, like, people, like, I know people outside of our house, like, look at us like this band of brothers and stuff, you know? And to me, like, it's hard to, like, let people, like, think that or say stuff like that when you're like, dang, I really haven't checked on the next man. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, our African roommate, where it's like, bro, like, you know, let me try to help him out today. Let me try to interact with this man today, because, like, I know sometimes life be hard on a man, but it's like, I feel like with that thinking, you know, as we almost approaching an hour up in this thing, you know, I just think, just like you said, man, like we, a lot of people are very diverse, and I really think, like, we need to get back to the correction of, like, being in the middle, being okay with, you know, the life that we have deemed acceptable for ourselves, as far as, like, if it's really for us, like, not for the sake of, like, this is what's being promoted right now, this is what we got to go with. Even, like, not being afraid to be canceled or speak our minds on some things, because, you know, everybody else is speaking their mind, and I say this all the time too, especially as, like, being a Christian. Like, I just felt like, you know, I don't understand why I gotta be afraid to be me when everybody else, you know, is being them. And me personally, as long as I'm leading with love, and I want to respect everybody, you know, I have no problem with my beliefs when I'm not doing any oppressing of people. And really, I just make suggestions, even with my platform, to just make people try to, like, see, I guess, the other side, or, like, take an outside view on some things and just really understand, like, some of the stuff that they're actually talking about, and not just walking around aimlessly, man. And, you know, I just hope that we just find ourselves in a place to where, like, we really out here, like, trying to help the next man, next woman, like, really be better for themselves, really have some understanding of themselves, and not just being, like, what somebody else is being, or somebody else is kind of telling them to be. Even, I think, like, sometimes, like, it's good to follow an example, But I don't think it's good to, like, for me to say, you know, I want to, we joke around like this all the time, like, oh, I'm trying to be like you, or you the legend, or you this, you that, where it's like, you know, jokingly, I think that's fine, but, like, trying to literally, like, be somebody else, I think it's what's causing a lot of these confusions and these overcorrections, and I think people kind of, like, missing the mark badly.
Yeah, I just say, just kind of, are we ending after this? So we just gonna keep going?
Hey, bro, it can be whatever, bro.
Okay, I'll just go.
If you want to propose a question or whatever.
I was just going to kind of respond to all of that. I think really important thing you said, just, you know, I think people just be in the fake world too much. You know, people don't really, you know, people don't really take time to actually kind of live where they are now. You know, and I think, you know, because one of the kind of like the downfalls of social media, you know, can be on it too much. You know, you start to compare your life to others. And then you can also, like, people get this thing where they're kind of just judging. It's just so judgy. And it's just like, especially we talk about celebrities, you know, we news about, you know, this person did this or that. They have, like, these views. And then it's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this person did that. I can't believe this person thinks that. You know, oh, man, don't stop buying this person music. Don't watch any movies with this. You know, and it's just silly. It's just like, you know, and people do that. And it's just like, in reality, you know, you really want nobody doing that to you. You know, if everybody knew exactly everything you were doing, you know, I just think people should just, you know, just kind of just get their own business and mind their own business to an extent. You know, you don't have to know what every person is doing or think. You know, just, I think kind of that's, like I said, one of the downfalls of social media. You just so many images and videos of, I guess, you know, people, and, you know, they have lifestyles that you would like. You know, it's better, you know, what you deem is better than your own. And it's not even really the case all the time. You know, I just think, you know, you should kind of learn how to be content where you are, because it's like, you know, I'm not saying you have to just stay exactly where you are. You know, you can always grow, but I just think if you live in the moment you are now, you'll learn to kind of just appreciate life as it is. You know whether, you know, just, you know, people just need to get their own business, kind of be in the real world, interact with the people around them, because this is my thing when it comes to, like, friendships, and even kind of going back to, like, you was talking about overcorrection, you know, and people kind of just overworking themselves. It's like, you don't have time to cultivate your friendships or, like, manage your friendships, because, you know, you'll have people, you know, just always busy, you know, they really never have time to, like, interact with you at all. And just, like, you know, that's how it is for, like, for years. You know, your relationship when you first met this person is going to be completely different. Because you didn't spend any time with this person. You didn't, you know. And I'm not kind of say that, you know, you should always have time for people, like your friends. Like, obviously, there's going to be times in your life you may have to just work more or, you know, have to get stuff done. That's not what I'm saying. But I do think it is, and it's good to have, like, a balance to where you can kind of maintain and cultivate, you know, your family and friends that are around you, because that's valuable. Like, those memories and the experiences together are valuable, and if you just completely neglect that, you know, there's gonna be repercussions down the line. Then you're gonna be kind of thinking back, you know, I've worked so much, I don't have any friends anymore. I kind of neglected this person who was interested in me at the time. I didn't get this person the time of day because I was just working so much. And just, like, you know, what are you kind of willing to compromise to kind of get your goals? And just got to see what's important to you and kind of make adjustments from there. Because if you don't, you just gonna, it's going to be like a way unbalanced.
Big facts, man, because I don't want nobody pulling up to my funeral and being like, dang, like, this man worked, and he worked. Like, man, like, I... I always say this, man. My grandfather had one of these funerals, man. I was like, man, there's so many people here I never seen before. But I was like, golly, man, like, this church is packed, you know. And I was like, bro, that's and people were saying different things, and I feel like, to your point, like, that's what I want. Like, when I get up out of here, whenever it's my time, like, I wanted so many people in there that people can't sit down, and I want people saying all types of different things about me, you know, based off of my relationships, man. Like, I want people saying all types of different things about me. And I even feel like, man, shoot, so much stuff that we working hard for the most part. Also, it's like, I have no idea what type of life people gonna live when I'm gone. Or even, like, you know, I could spend, like, all this time, you know, thinking, like, this is the plan I want the people after me to follow. But it's like, bro, they gonna do whatever they want to do. Like, I even said, like, if I was trying to build generational wealth and the people just want to blow all the money, like, you know, that's on them. It's not like I can come back and haunt them and be like, how dare you? Come on, man. I worked all this and you gonna do this? Like, bro, it is what it is, man. And shoot, we, I ain't gonna lie, bro. You right, bro. We definitely need to pay more attention to, like, really, like, what the true cost of things is, like, as far as even, like, knowledge, relationships, like, things that's just outside of money. And I know, like, by no means am I saying, like, finances are not important, you know, making a living is not important, but I feel like really focusing on, like, how are we truly living individually, and then how are we truly living, like, inside the communities that we in, and then how are we truly living as the people that we are. And I found myself even thinking, man, like, shoot, man, people complaining more about this presidency than they was when Donald Trump was the president, man. Like, I don't know. Now, that's just my opinion. I don't know. But I do also think, man, this has been the most boring presidency ever, man. So whoever the next president is, like, I need him turned up on Twitter now that Elon Musk is really about to have a freedom of speech platform, man, like, straight up. And, man, I think with that being said, man, I appreciate you for being on the pod, man. Any last statements you want to make?
A message to the president. I appreciate it if you cancel them student loans for your boy.
Definitely. Cancel mine too, Joe Byron. On that note, man, y'all have a good week and we out. Peace.
Yeah.